From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says North Korea stopped taking part in bilateral consultations that would have been necessary for a productive summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Just moments after President Trump's letter to Kim Jong-un was made public, Secretary of State Pompeo placed blame for scrapping the summit squarely on Pyongyang.
I regret the statements that the North Koreans have made over the past few days and the fact that we've not been able to conduct the preparation between our two teams that would be necessary to have a chance for a successful summit.
Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen asked Pompeo what the administration will do next regarding North Korea. The Secretary of State replied, quote, situation normal, implying that the status quo remains. He added that the American-led pressure campaign on Pyongyang will continue. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Senior U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials are set to give separate briefings to two sets of lawmakers in connection with the investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. The first session includes only Republicans. Democrats complained that was inappropriate and asked for a meeting that would include Democratic leadership as well. That request was granted, but not in place of the first talks, and will instead take place a few hours after the Republican-only session. Trump has seized on unsubstantiated claims that the FBI had an informant in the campaign for, quote, political reasons. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is considering instituting new tariffs as much as 25% on imported automobiles. He cites national security as his justification. China and Japan are criticizing this move. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Feng tells reporters on Thursday that abusing national security clauses undermines the multilateral trade system. And Japan's trade minister said if the United States does impose new tariffs, it would bring turmoil to the world global market. An international team of investigators says it has identified the Russian military brigade responsible for launching a missile that brought down a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane over Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard. The joint investigation team concluded that Flight MH17 was hit by a missile launched by a unit of Russia's 53rd Anti-Aircraft Brigade. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied any involvement in the downing of the airliner. The missile, fired from a mobile launcher, struck the Boeing 777 on July 17, 2014, over an area of Ukraine controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Italian media reports said on Thursday a train hit a stalled truck at a railway crossing, killing two people and injuring many others, some of them seriously. The train operator was among those killed in the crash in northern Italy close to Turin. The cause is still under investigation. In the United States, Congress has passed a bill expanding the availability of private health care to veterans who need an alternative to the VA health system. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
President Trump pushed for this legislation to expand private health care to veterans who either have to wait too long to get care at a Veterans Affairs facility or the VA Medical Center doesn't offer the treatment they need. The Senate overwhelmingly passed the legislation, as did the House. There's also a provision to help pay down student loans for doctors who agree to work for the VA, and another to look at closing down underperforming veterans' facilities. Some Democrats worry it pushes the agency closer to privatization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iraqi authorities say a suicide bomber detonated an explosive vest on Thursday in Baghdad, killing at least seven and wounding 15 more. The Iraqi military says the attack occurred at a park in a predominantly Shiite area. Iraq's National Security Media Center security forces confronted the bomber, but he was still able to detonate the explosives. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, though it resembles those carried out by the Islamic State. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.